Following the debate on the Senate floor, Attorney General John Burns hastily called a press conference to counter arguments that the Senate's inclusion of contingency language is on solid legal footing. Burns said the use of packages of projects that could support each other against gubernatorial vetoes is invalid and unenforceable.
The simple reality is that the contingency and non-severability language violates the Constitution because it violates the governor's line item veto power by prohibiting the governor from striking or reducing any individual appropriation made in Section 4 of the Capital Appropriation Bill.
Burns said the writers of the Constitution intended having a strong executive branch with a strong control over the state's finances. He did not go so far as to advise the governor to veto the language items, saying that is premature until a bill is given to the governor.